The State Department of Revenue says Wisconsin homes, businesses, and other properties had a value of $487 billion last year, down about 1.8% from 2009. DOR spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis says the numbers largely reflect national averages.
And although that 1.5% may sound like a large number, in actuality, it's not very large, and it really does show that our market is stable here in Wisconsin.
Residential properties were down by about 1.6%, while forest land saw the largest drop of just over 5.3%.
We've really seen quite a stabilization of property values across the state, and that's particularly true for residential values. What we did see is a slight decline, a little bit more than 1.5%. But that really matches what we're seeing on the national level.
Equalized values are used to calculate fairness in how property taxes are distributed. The numbers do not reflect individual assessments.
We're dealing with total categories of properties. We're not dealing at the parcel level, like your house, my house. That's done by the local assessor. We're working with the totals in value reported to us by the municipality.
In 2009, the state saw its biggest drop of the past 50 years, when equalized values were down by about 3%. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.